what I'm seeing in the spirit is that many, many, millions, the message that's going to be taught tonight, million lives are going to be changed. Million. I received it. I received a $700 check. Million in the body of Christ because of the apostolic anointing that is getting stronger and stronger. I was already praying an hour and something a day. He have increased my prayer time and my focus because he's laying some things in the church now that the body of Christ need to know to handle the time that we're in. So I want you to be open tonight and let me pause some time to get it out and let the Holy Spirit take over. I said let the Holy Spirit take over. And so it's so important that you pay close attention. You may be seated. You've already prayed. I'm going to give you the subject. Now, this subject matter, I'm going to deal with it very, very clearly. I told my 9-year-old grandson, pay close attention, because I wish I could have heard something like this when I was 9. You may say this never happened to you, but you would be lying. What I'm about to say, because it have happened to you. You just didn't know it was happening. Here's what we're going to deal with. Don't let your mind handcuff your faith. I want you to get that down. Don't let your mind, you turn to Romans chapter 12, just hold it on a while, I'm going to talk with you. Don't let your mind handcuff your faith. Another way, that's a subject, but don't let your mind handicap your faith. Another way to say it is don't let your mind hinder your faith. Another way to say it, don't let your mind harm your faith. We've all been through this. And then don't let your mind hold back your faith from flowing in greater dominion. Don't let your mind hold back your faith from flowing in greater dominion. You're supposed to dominate. Faith is a dominating factor, right? So I'm going to ask you a few questions in order to get us further into the understanding that we're going to have to take the handcuffs off of our faith, that our mind put on our faith. Satan can attack your soul, but he can't attack your spirit. And when he put handcuffs on your faith, he got handcuffs on your mind, your imagination, your emotion, your feeling. See, feeling can't operate in faith. And so the question is, what is your faith mindset? What is your faith mindset? I want you to ask it, and then I said, let's set it right now. We're going to set your faith mindset apostolically, that you can flow in different dimension of the spirit, places you've never been before. Now listen very carefully to the next statement, because it might seem like a statement I'm saying, and I feel the Spirit of God already. It feels like a statement I've said, but I have not said it. But I learned this 30 years ago. A man said that in my presence. He was preaching. Matter of fact, from this day forward, handcuff every thought and see if it came from God. Now you have different thoughts. You can't tell me you set you all the holy you want. You have different thoughts. Amen. Thoughts, because Satan just shoot them thoughts, you see. But if you handcuff it, you can find out that it come from God. And if it didn't come from God, you put the blood on it. All of us have various thoughts. But we're learning now not to let our mind handcuff our faith, because we're going to handcuff the thoughts. Amen. Satan do not stand a chance with you after tonight. Amen. Let me say that again, man. He don't stand a chance. See, that's why you've been getting by. You've been getting by with the thoughts. Your faith can whip him every time. But he bring you into the emotion realm, the reasoning realm. And that's where he whip you at. But by faith, you keep him in the spirit realm. And faith become a part of the soul of the spirit. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Handcuff every thought. How many of y'all know that had some thoughts you need to handcuff? Yeah, y'all some honest people. You know. Handcuff every thought and see if it's from God. Okay? Meditation of the word will mold, M-O-L-D, your mind. I mean, you write down Joshua 1:8. It'll mold your mind. It'll mold your mind into a prosperous, good success, a place that your faith can accommodate you in walking in as you learn that your faith is spiritual. It's not mental. It's not natural. So I said, and I got it, it's time for you to learn how to think right. According to the plan of God. Now get that whole statement out. It is time for you to learn how to what? Think right. What's the next thing? According to the plan of God. Let's add this, for your life. Personally. God got a plan for every one of us personally. To be blessed. To be successful. Every one of us, no matter where you come from, no matter what your background, it doesn't matter. If you learn to control your mind with the word of God and apply your faith, you will never be stopped again. Miracles and signs and wonders, and miracles, signs and wonders will be jumping on your back night and day. It's time for you to learn how to think right. According to the plan of God. The traps, what I say?
All
right, of your faith must be discerned through the Holy Ghost. Every trick he try to put on you, the Holy Ghost from this night forward is going to reveal that didn't come from God. And I'm going to have what I say. I'm going to have what I'm believing for. I'm not going to entertain this thought. You will not rob me. You will not trap me anymore. So thoughts discerned by the Holy Ghost. Whether it's from God or not. If it's not from God, place the blood on it. Listen very carefully. We're going to read the scripture in a minute. Faith and godly mindset. Don't miss that. Faith and godly mindset are to reveal spiritual secrets that are going to turn loose a remnant in the body of Christ to release the government of God in the earth realm in these last days. No, I ain't going over it. I got a lot of other stuff. You just got to catch it. You got to catch it the best way you can. I'll go over it then. Faith and a godly mindset. Say godly mindset.
Godly mindset.
Are to reveal spiritual secrets. Say spiritual secret.
Spiritual secret.
All right. Secrets is plural. They're going to turn loose a remnant in the body of Christ to release the government of God in the earth's rim in these last days. How many still with me now? That will bring honor and glory to the goodness of God. In other words, you're going to be operating in a level of faith that whatever happened not going to bother you. The economy, the government, disease, Wars and rumors of wars, it won't bother you because you're going to know who you are, and you're going to be like a Daniel in the lion den because you know how to get out. And this is time we need to have, and that's why I need to take my time. Don't let Satan control your faith through your mind. Don't let Satan control your faith through your emotion, your feeling. Don't let Satan control your faith through reasoning. Don't let Satan control your faith through your physical eyes. Say it's over. All right. You're going to see a whole lot of changes start taking place as you operate in faith. You've been shooting at some answers you have not been getting. But through the Spirit, there's a discovery being made for the body of Christ that your faith never fail you. Is your mind juggling in your situation? You listening?
Yes, sir.
Wherever your faith has been drifting, it will begin to shift in and change in situation like you have never seen before. Just listen to me. The Holy Spirit is going to help us. Your faith is designed by God to be fruitful at all times. There's no such thing as faith failure. It's mind failure. Your mind keep, watch this, your mind keep lying to your faith. You got to catch it in the lie. When you catch a person, I say, you lying to me. There's absolutely nothing my faith can't change. We're going to start seeing the dead raised. We're going to start seeing miracles, signs, and wonders because our mind is holding these miraculous things from happening in our life. We think we're operating full blasted in faith, but we're not because our mind messing us up. When we learn to lock our mind into the mind of God, oh my. So your faith is designed to handle every situation that come in your life. Your faith is designed to deal with every desire you have. Good God Almighty. Martha almost shipwrecked her brother's resurrection. Because she didn't do like Mary. She didn't sit down long enough to hear what God was saying. And so her mind kept flipping out. She believed, but her mind kept flipping out. Mary's mind never flipped out. Here's what he said, and then I'm going to read the scripture. We must stop all fruitless faith in your life now. All right, get that? All fruitless faith. With God, there's no such thing as fruitless faith. Faith supposed to produce exactly what you're calling for every time. No matter what nobody else saying, no matter what nobody else doing. You're gonna walk out of here a changed person. Romans 12, 2 and 3. I'm going to read it out of the New Living Bible for us to get a hold of it. Romans 12, 2. Don't let your mind handcuff your faith. Handcuff every thought and see whether it came from God. If it's not in your favor, it didn't come from God. And And remember now, Satan tell half truth. So you have to have along this line what I call, what the scripture called, discernment. It's almost a question is how your faith act when your back is against the wall. Can you still fight? Can you recognize that you're only in a temporary position? Because you're a child, oh my God, because you're a child of the living God, nothing can stop you. I'm not worried about no depression, suppression. I'm not worried about none of this. The president of the United States does not control my life. The governor of Louisiana does not control my life. Come on, point with me. Y'all don't be scared, point. I don't need no welfare. I don't need no cheese. That's a form of slavery. They're telling me I can't do no better. And it put me at a level that I can't go no further. Now listen to this, 12:2 in the Living Bible. Don't copy the behavior and custom of this world. That's 12:2 in the Living Bible. Don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but be a new and different person with a fresh newness in all you do and think. A fresh, you see it? Look it up on the board. A fresh newness. Don't copy them. Don't copy their behavior. Don't copy the world behavior. A young man stopped by and spoke to me today. I won't call his name. And he says, you Pastor Thompson? I was standing in my yard. And I said, yes. And he told me who his daddy was. Now, I passed his daddy quite some time. And so we talked. He said, I just wanted to speak to you, sir. I said, okay. And he pulled off. And then I flagged him down. I said, come back here. I said, what you doing with them, earrings for in your ear? And then I noticed he had one in his nose. I said, what that earring in your nose represent? I said, did your dad talk to you about this? He said, yeah, dad told me you can't represent God like this. I said, you need to pull them out. You need to pull that thing out your nose. You need to pull it out your ears because the world want us to copy them. That's why they want us to come dressed with t-shirt and jeans on and preach. They want us to be like them. But we're not going to be like them. Not here. Now, a man ain't not going to stay long here with earring this year. I don't know if he'll make it the first day. You know, I'm going to try to preach to him and tell him, you know, take them earring and hand it to that lady next to you. I would, but I'd try to, try to get him out, if I could, but he just can't stay here. No, but after 2 months of preaching, I mean, my God, I might let watch him 2 months, but my, after the third month, I'm going to tell him stand up. Because we ain't going to have no earring wearing man up here. Now, I got to know the difference between the women and the men up here. You don't know who you're ministering to. Come on, let me finish. Don't copy the behavior and custom of this world, but be a new and different. You see that? Person with a fresh newness in all you do and think. Then you will learn from your own experience how his ways will really satisfy you. Men that's been in the church a long time, we're not fully satisfied. We're not satisfied. We're living right. We're giving right. But we're not satisfied. Is that turkey? Is that turkey? That thought life in which apostolically the Lord is unfolding to you tonight. That your faith will take off like a rocket. You will call things that be not as though they were, and they are sure. People have been in church for years and years and years. Why is this not working? Why is it not working like I should? You know, you're getting by, but I'm talking about supernatural things happening. He's been using your mind to trap your faith. Right, the third verse. As God's messenger, I give each of you God's warning. Be honest in your estimate of yourself. Measuring your value by how much faith God has given you. If you read it in the King James Version, you'll see the word think is mentioned there three times because you're thinking. Go to get Romans 12, 3, go in the King James Version because thinking mess your faith up. If you don't think right, you think more highly, you think you're working in high faith and you're really working way down. You think you're on the 11th floor in faith and you're four floors under the level. Because it's in your mind. We got so much psychology. We got so much positive thinking we've brought in the church and we think we're really operating. We got so much decrees and little charts we write up and all that stuff and still not operating in faith. You can make something happen, but if it happened and you're not happy, that probably wasn't faith. See, you can decree something that it'll come to pass, but you still don't have no joy. Faith brings joy and peace with it. Understanding, kindness, humbleness, meekness. You see what I'm saying? So they got all these things. I've read so many books. They got all kinds of things. You can say this and say that and all that going to happen, you know. But there's no peace. See, Satan substitute answers so you won't know how to operate in real faith. So he'll give you an answer with that thing, and you think you're all that, but when he get ready to slap you, he's going to slap you and drop you and everything else. But when you're operating in real faith, he knows you are his boss. And he knows whatever he's trying is only temporary with you. Because you're going to pull out that sword and you're going to cut him loose. Some things you've been believing for about to come through in your life. I just want you to sit down and meditate and think about it. Well, what the apostle said, don't let my mind handcuff my faith. What am I thinking along? What line am I thinking here? You could read scripture and think wrong. And see, you're spitting those scriptures out, but you never meditated them. Yeah. Scripture is no good until they have read you. Amen. You say, I read four chapters. How many chapters read you? Amen. That's the only way we can get an answer to you. Yes, see, the Bible is supposed to read you, not just you read the Bible. Yes,
sir.
Quickly, let me say, Lord. Turn to Psalm 142. Oh my, I'm about to say something now. I'm about to say something now that people all over the world will get released. Make sure your faith is not in prison. Psalm 142, verse 7. Make sure your faith is not in prison. Bring my soul out of prison. See, mine. Where your mind at? Soul. Your heart. Yeah, your inner man. Bring my soul out of prison. So what we're saying, bring my faith out of prison tonight. That I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Ooh, the Lord about to deal bountifully with you, child. Yes, sir. Some of y'all know, some of y'all got a lot of, y'all know scripture too. Y'all know the part, but you, when you get this thing to roll it, yes, sit down and meditate this and listen at this and oh my goodness. Many of God's people, faith is being taken out of prison tonight. They're making their confession, they're making their declaration, they're making their decrees, but it's not working like it should work. But after the night, my word will not return to me void. But you gotta have, I see, Lord, okay. I see. Isaiah 55:8. In that chapter, he said, come buy without money, you know, the whole chapter, you come, He's trying to tell you it's free, but it's in the spirit realm. But not for my thoughts are not your thought. Not of your ways, my ways, says the Lord. You see that? I said, did you see that? Go to the next verse now, the ninth verse. For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But I made it possible for you to know my thoughts and to operate in my ways. Huh? So now you go to Isaiah 55:11. He was talking about you, not himself. So shall my word. See, that's you. When you line up with him in your thinking properly and your faith properly, so shall my word be for that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me for that. That's just you. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper the thing whereunto I send it. When you operate in revelation, when you operate in with a renewed mind, you speak in the rhema of God. It has to obey you just like it obeyed God, just like it obeyed Jesus, just like it obeyed the Holy Spirit. You hear what I'm saying? Who hear what I'm saying up in here? Your words will not return to you void another day. Because now your mind and your faith gonna be in alignment. And you're gonna talk like a God. And you're gonna have dominion over every situation. It's so powerful. Every circumstance is going to be a promotion. Every opposition you face from this day forward is a school of learning. It's going to promote you to another level. It's God permitting something to happen to push you from that level. Let you know you're stronger than this. You're better than that. You've been with me long enough. It's time for promotion. It's time for you to go to another level. Don't fight the problem. Praise me. So tonight your faith come out of prison. Nothing will hold you back again. You're going to talk the word, speak the word, ride the word, flow in the word. Hallelujah. You getting it? Sit down. Satan and the system will persecute your soul mindset to stop your faith. I'm going to give you that again. I want you to listen. I'm going to give you the scripture. Satan and the system will persecute your soul mindset. Your soul mindset to stop your faith. Psalm 143, verse 3. 3 and 4. Let's look at it right quickly. How many of y'all getting it? Online. Wave your hand, you're getting it. We're in a new turf here. Yeah, trademark that, boy. We got to write a book about this. About the handcuff? Yeah, you trademark it early in the morning because somebody will get it, you know. So I can get it out to God's people. I mean, God's people going to start moving, man. Do y'all understand where we at here? I've been studying the word for 48 years. I see something here. I see something that's going to release turbulence faith. Faith going to start controlling things. Miracles and signs going to be popping every day. And I heard the Lord says right there, He's putting you on Faith Expressway. Where your faith was on them little back streets, stopping at all them stop signs. What Satan was putting there, he said he's putting you on faith tonight. You're being placed, you listen to me? On Faith Expressway. Because you're going to get your mind right. Because Satan can't really mess with your faith. He's scared of your faith. So what he won't do is he work with your mind to rob you of your faith. But by revelation tonight, you removing that hindrance. And you're going to be still and know I'm God. Sit right there till you hear from me. Don't just pray and listen. When you're praying, don't just pray and listen. I'm going to tell you a secret that Satan can't handle. I'm going to unfold a mystery to you that Satan never heard of. Listen when you're praying. Listen when you're reading my word. Listen, here's what God said to you. I don't work in format, I work in flows. And sometimes I have to flood the situation to get you out the way. So you can totally trust in me. Don't let your mind handcuff your faith. See, now you listening? You listening? Your mind don't have no mind. So your mind will take orders from the devil, Jesus, angels, or demon. See, your mind don't have no mind. Your mind is built by the information come in, so you got to know who's bringing it. You see that? So you catching them tonight. Yeah, because you don't have, I'll tell you right now, you remember this church, you don't have no weak faith. You can't set up in here and have weak faith. Too much coming out.
Right.